know, it's a big week for us here with Tennessee. And the you know, preparation for these guys is going to be you know, really challenging for us. You know, starting with their defense. You know, of course, Dick LeBeau. I don't think I could just say enough about him. What he's done, you know, over his career, not only the length of it, but the quality of it is really, really remarkable. The man's given so much to this game. And you know, one of the guys I have as much respect for is really anybody, you know, in the professional football. You know, Dick's just been, he's made great contributions to the game. And once again, they're playing very good defense. You know, it's the Steeler defense in principle, you know, with a few variations, but you know, he and Coach Horton do a great job there with the front. They're very disruptive, hard to block. You know, experienced guys in the secondary, they really know what they're doing and cause a lot of problems. You know, offensively, it's a, you know, an explosive group. Walker, Douglas, Green Beckham, Mariota. You know, they do a good job. And really anybody can, you know, can pretty much get you on any play. So, you know, everybody's got to be disciplined. The quarterback's a great athlete, very hard to defend out of the pocket. We saw that in the Jacksonville game. But their misdirection plays and things like that are, you know, challenging, as well as, you know, stopping the point of attack and point of entry plays. Good specialist in the kicking game, big physical special teams group in terms of coverage. You know, standing up to their size and their strength is going to be, it'll be a challenge for us too. So. Got a lot of, you know, a lot of preparation in terms of dealing with the mobile quarterback and the Steeler, you know, Coach LeBeau's scheme. You know, he's run for decades now with, you know, great success, you know, in several different organizations. But, you know, you can really see it coming together for him in Tennessee. And we got really, really disruptive front, a lot of speed at the inside linebacker position and a lot of disruptive players on the line of scrimmage. So. And a lot for us to get ready for here, and a lot of guys we haven't played against, certainly not in this system, and we'd have to, you know, coming off a, you know, long trip, we're gonna have to get things turned around here in a hurry.
How do you replicate Mariota's speed on the scout team? Do you put a skill position player there instead of?
Jimmy moves around pretty good. I think we can get him, but you know, we've done that before. Put a receiver back there, a running back, so. But I mean, we played against quarterbacks that can run before, you know, Tannehill. I mean, he's fast. Newton, Taylor, those guys. So it's not saying one's not faster than the other, but it's all, you know, a similar problem for the defense to deal with that. And, you know, in our open field tackling drills and things like that, is, you know, replicates tackling in the open field, whether it's a fast back or a fast quarterback or a fast receiver, you know, whatever it is. So. But he's definitely a problem, and he's very athletic, but then, you know, can throw the ball, makes good decisions on the run. He's got a lot of options, you know, receiver and tight end when that happens. So it's not only him, but, you know, dealing with the other guys that we have to cover as well.
How would you characterize Garrett Blum's contributions to the team this year?
Good. Yeah, good.
His style of play.
Yeah, I think all the things we know about him. He's a really dependable guy. Big back. That's very athletic.
If you guys are without him here going forward, how will you
proceed in terms of adding another player?
Yeah, we'll do what we think's best. So we'll look at whatever the situation is. We'll try to figure out what the best thing to do is and then see if we can get that done. I don't know.
Same general question, just on Dominic Easley. He seemed as if he was really on an upward arc. Also,
yeah, it's a tough, you know, tough break for Dom. You know, just kind of coming off the ball and had an injury there. So, but it's unfortunate. You know, just have to find somebody else, find other guys to, you know, step in and take that spot.
Is there really a one-for-one type replacement for him? It seems as if he has some unique speed, power, ability in there.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, every player is different, so we'll see how it goes.
Did you think the team Vicks responded to some of his pass rushing opportunities late in the game?
You know, I think Akeem's been pretty consistent for us. You know, I'm sure everybody wants to focus on one or two plays in this game like it was, you know, dramatically different from every other game, but I don't really see that as a case. But, you know, we have production in this game, but he's had production in other games. Some have been sacked, some haven't, but, you know, he's done a good job for us in there. He's big, he's long. I think he complements, you know, Branch well. I mean, they have some similarities, but they have some differences, and, you know, they've been productive for us in there, along with Malcolm, you know, easily, so.
He didn't play this past weekend, but how have you seen Geno Grissom's progression in terms of, especially in the defense? We've seen him play some special teams, but I know maybe he's doing some different things for you guys than he did in college.
Well, not really, Phil. He played four technique in college his junior year, 4/3. And then this year he played, you know, outside linebacker with some end, but they also moved him inside because they have pretty good depth of defensive end, and, you know, he has good length and size, so he moved inside. Same thing he did for us in preseason. So, you know, Geno's a, you know, obviously a young player, works hard, you know, has a good skill set to do a lot of different things, and he's done that. He's been outside to inside, been involved in the kicking game, which for a defensive lineman, you know, you don't always see a lot of that. So, you know, he's continuing to make progress. Nobody works harder than he does, though. He's, you know, he puts in a lot of time and very dedicated athlete, and, you know, just keep getting better.
Hey, Bill, I've got a two-prong question for you. How difficult is it in general for any player to come on this roster 12, 13 games into a season and be in your career? Has any player ever come on late that's had a big impact or an important impact?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, any player that's on the team and active is important. I mean, every guy that's out there is important. So how hard is it? I mean, so, again, each player is different. Each situation is different. Some players have more background in what we're doing than others. Some don't have any. Some have a lot for one reason or another. Some players have more experience than others. And depending on what position the guy plays, what we're asking him to do, what his role is, you know, that varies too. But in the end, whatever we ask the player to do, we try to, you know, be realistic, keep it within what he's capable of doing, you know, not overstretch it. But if he's able to handle whatever it is, then we, you know, depending on how much we need it, we'll try to get him ready to do that thing or those things, whatever it happens to be, and then progressively after a period of weeks or a period of time, sometimes that grows. I mean, we had, you know, several guys do that last year. Already had several guys do it this year. I mean, it's not – I mean, every team in the league is dealing with that one way or another, whether it's a practice squad player or a free agent coming in from outside the organization. So I don't think any of this is, you know, like unprecedented, but you'd rather not have to do it, but – reality of it is, sooner or later, you're probably going to have to do it.
What traits do you like out of Monte Ball, and kind of what went into the decision to bring him to practice squad?
Well, one part of it's overall depth at the position. But, you know, he has some experience, has some ability in the running game and in the passing game, good size back. So we'll see how it goes. We haven't had him before, so we'll see how it goes.
Coach, was there any celebrating going on in your house late night when the Patriots clinched the AFC East around 11:30 p.m. Monday?
No. It's a lot of sleeping.
Brent Arm has played a good amount this year. What type of development and, I guess, jump have you seen this season from him?
You know, Deron's been pretty steady. You know, as far as, you know, his, I'd say, development as a player. I mean, he, you know, was a pretty smart guy coming in, played in a good program, obviously. Was able to contribute for us as a rookie, but, you know, works really hard in the offseason, works hard in season. You know, is always doing things to get better in the training room, you know, in terms of his training, physical training, his preparation, is on the field, communication, practice habits. You know, obviously working with Devin is, you know, great benefit for him, because, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody plays the position better than Devin does. But a lot of times they're playing it together, or, you know, in a complementary position. So, you know, that's all been good for him. But Deron, you know, has gotten better. It's better every week. It's better every year. Works really hard. Very dedicated. And, you know, it's really helped us in the kicking game a lot this year as well, which, you know, that role's increased for him over the last 3 years. So, you know, he's really improved in every area. And he's a great, great teammate. You know, great guy to have on the team. You know, in whatever role it is. Works to help the offense get better in terms of, you know, being the, you know, on the scout teams and things like that. So he's does everything you ask him to do, does the best he can.
Bill, when you bring a player in, you often tell us, you know, you're not sure, you haven't worked with a guy yet, and you learn things as you work with him. Jabal Sheard, as you have worked with him throughout the offseason and now into the season, what have you sort of learned about him as of how he contributes to your team?
Well, I'd say the big thing about Jabal that's kind of been a little bit of a revelation is just his versatility. You know, at Cleveland, he basically played, you know, left defensive end on every play, first down, second down, third down, and he played it well. You know, here, as you've seen, we've used him in different spots. He's played inside. He's had a lot of production inside. He's played outside. He's had a lot of production outside. He's played on the right as well as on the left, although, you know, it's been more on the left, but, you know, he's played on both. He's had coverage responsibilities, which I'd say he had either zero to very little of in Cleveland. So, but he's long, he's athletic, he's got very good playing strength. He's got good inline quickness. So he's, you know, he's a hard guy to block, in a run game. He's a hard guy to block in the pass game, and he matches up, can match up against a lot of different players, both inside and outside. So that's really been, didn't know that he couldn't do it, didn't know that he could do it, just didn't know. But he's done a great job of all that. Just given us a lot of versatility. And as well as production, obviously. I mean, he could just line up in one spot and play that well, too. But, you know, his ability to move around helps us, you know, do some other things.
How do you discover that? Is it born out of necessity, moving a guy around? Is it through experiment?
Well, it's in a different system. I mean, it's not his fault that he was in one system. It's not his fault that he's in another system. It is what it is. So I'm sure he did what he was asked to do in Cleveland. That's what they wanted him to do. He did a great job of it. He came here. We asked him to do some different things. It went well. We continued to do it. We built on it. He worked hard to learn some different, you know, coverage techniques, inside pass rush techniques. You know, it's a little different angle of going to the quarterback, different in the games, and, you know, the you know, working off the outside lineman instead of always working off the inside guys, things like that. But so, you know, he's worked hard to, you know, to adapt to those changes or those things we've asked him to do. But, you know, we didn't know exactly how it would turn out. I mean, sometimes guys can do it, sometimes they can't, you know.
Bill, Delanie Walker's having another great year, and he's been in the league 10 years. What kind of skills has a great run after that kind of guy?
He's good at everything. I mean, he's really a really hard guy to match up on. You know, you put the little guys on him, and he's too big. You put the big guys on him, and, you know, his quickness, his route running ability, his length, they're a problem. So it seems like whoever's covering him, when you look at the tape, you're looking like, well, that's a mismatch. You know, either he's not quick enough, or he's not big enough, or, you know, whatever. It's just there's nobody that really matches up very well against him. He's an excellent technique player, sets up his routes well. He's got good patience. You know, it's kind of, you know, playing with Gates. You know, it's not Gates, but it's, you know, the elements. There's some elements of that. You know, his length, his ability to get down the field is impressive. But, you know, he's good on intermediate routes, run after catch. And again, he sets up things well. You know, he knows when to, you know, kind of when to sit down in the hole, when to go across, when to go behind, when to go in front, when to, you know, just seems like he always makes the right decision and seems like he's always open. So I see why they throw it to him so much. He's pretty much always open. Even when he's covered, he's open because of his length and his ability to, you know, go up and timing on, you know, jump balls and his hands catching the ball away from his body. He does a really good job. He's a tough guy to match up on.
Why is it the teams can have such good fortune in terms of health one year and then the next? It's just a spate or rash of injuries. Do you sometimes just chalk it up to fortune? Do you try and find out if there's a common link to what's causing it?
We always try to do the best we can in every area, so try to be on the front end and prevent them. Sometimes you see something, reoccur. Maybe try to figure out what's causing it or if there's a reason for it, whatever that happens to be. So, we look at everything that we do, try to look at some other, trends and see where we are relative to those, the same, better or worse, whatever it happens to be. So, we talked about that for 6 weeks, honestly. Like, that's the kind of subject you could go on and on about. But, we definitely look at it, no question about it.
With regards to Mariota, there were some questions about whether or not he would translate to the pros in terms of the scheme, or whether he was a systems quarterback. What do you see when you watch him, and is it harder to evaluate quarterbacks now because of the spread offense?
It's definitely harder to evaluate. I mean, there's no question about that. Yeah, I mean, look, when I came into the league, you go to the combine or you interview quarterbacks and you talk about, reading coverages, reading the safeties, reading the middle linebacker, understanding where the rotation is or if there is a rotation or if it's split safety coverage or all those kind of things. Now you go to the combine, they tell you about, we're reading the end, read numbers. We got three guys out there. If they got three, we throw. If they got four, so it's, an addition game. Reading the end, reading the tackle. I mean, like, that was, that was a different concept. I mean, when I came into the league, there was no, a quarterback reading a defensive tackle. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. But different type of offense, but that's what they brought up on, so what they've been brought up on. The thing I've learned about all that is, though, guys learn what you teach them. I mean, if you teach them to do something different, then they learn something different, So now some learn it better than others, quicker than others, comes more easier. That's, all of us are individually different on that. But, just because the player's been taught one thing definitely doesn't mean when you teach him something else that that's going to be a problem or that he can't do it. You don't know that that's how it's going to turn out, but I wouldn't just, rule that out of hand just because a guy hasn't, been asked to do something doesn't mean he can't do it. So then you have to make the determination if it's like that, a player coming out of college, you have to make the determination of, how you think he'll be able to do the things that you're going to ask him to do. Whether that's learn them, execute them, physically change a little bit so that he can, fit more into that type of style that you're looking for, whatever it is. You just have to make that calculation. Some guys, it's an inexact science. Some guys do, some guys don't. Some guys you judge right, some guys you misjudge. So it's a lot easier to scout them in the NFL because you see them playing against the same people we play against. You see them, in a similar environment in terms of, the routine, the schedule, the length of the year, and so forth and so on. There's a lot more in common, even though each team's different. When you look at guys coming out of college, there's a lot more variables, and the level of competition's a lot different, too. So it's a little bit harder.
Mariota's made that adjustment, or he appears to be making that
adjustment. Yeah, no, I mean, the offense he's running is definitely not the offense he ran in college, so there's no question about that. I think he's done a good job. He's hitting a lot of passes. Hasn't turned the ball over a lot. Said his share of touchdown passes, makes his share of big plays. Reads coverages. I think you see him, throwing the ball to the right spot. I mean, I don't know exactly what he's being told to do, but generally speaking, it looks like he's throwing the ball to the right spot, throwing it where the coverage is, where he should be throwing it. So, I'd say he's done. I think he's coming along well. Sure, they have a lot of confidence in him. He's shown toughness, coming back from, an injury and, taking some hits and all, like every quarterback does. So, he's done a good job for him. Do you have something else, Mike?
Thanks for that. Got cut off by him,
No, I'm sorry.
Actually, just two-part on the running backs. With Brandon Bolden, you talked a little bit about him yesterday, and I was looking at his 3+ years that he's been with you, and I think his high for carries in a game was 16, which was this last game and the one in Buffalo that he had the big game for. Do you view him as a guy that could, go 20+ in a game and just really, you haven't needed him to because of the other guys you've had, or is it sort of where you top it out?
Well, I mean, he definitely did that in college. I mean, so, you know, let's say he's done that. He's been a four-down player for us. So, you know, he's played the role of a big back. He's played the role of a sub back. And he's played well for us in the kicking game on fourth down. So, you know, I think it would be hard to increase each role. It's possible. I mean, but I think it would be hard to realistically to do that. But maybe that needs to be done. I don't know. We'll see. Or maybe you just increase one and decrease another. I think we'll just have to try to figure that out. It might vary from game to game. Not sure they'll be the same every week, which it's hard to find anybody's role on our team that's the same every week. So is there another part to that, or was that both parts in there?
I didn't think you were going to like it. I didn't want to end it with it.
Well, then we want to end on a high note? No problem. Go on a high note, then.
There's a report out that Stephen Jackson...
Let's just end on a high note.